I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We are going to stay with news from Africa for a few more minutes. We are reminded that in this country, many of us take high-speed electronic communication for granted. For many people, mobile phones and the internet are not a novelty or a luxury, but a necessity. So you can imagine what the impact has been in East Africa when a ship dragging its anchor off the coast of the Kenyan port city Mombasa evidently severed a crucial underwater cable. And that has caused telecommunications slowdowns and outages in at least six countries, including Kenya, Rwanda, and Tanzania. It is reported to have been only the latest of several similar accidents in the region recently. Here to tell us more about all of this is Brian Herlihy. He is the founder and executive director, formerly CEO, of the company Seacom. That company launched the first of three new cables in East Africa, and most of the internet and cell phone traffic is being rerouted to Seacom's cable right now. Welcome to the program. I should say welcome back, since you're just back from East Africa.
Thanks, Michelle. Great to be on your show.
So did you notice the effect of the accident while you were there? And if you didn't, what are other people experiencing?
We did. I think we, like you said, we start to take for granted our dependency on internet and telecommunication devices. And when the internet stops working or when it slows down, we reach a huge level of frustration, and you could see that in the markets where I just was.
Well, give me an example. Like, what were you noticing? You trying to, say, perhaps pay your hotel bill, took a long time trying to get cell phone calls through, dropped calls. What were you seeing?
It really comes down to, you know, when we say the internet, we assume Google-type access of websites. It comes down to everything that you require that's not in Kenya or not in Rwanda itself. So all of the connectivity that is really international content-based, you really can't get. And for me, my emails are hosted in New York. So even getting something as simple as emails was a struggle for me.
Could you talk a little bit about the technology and if you could try to make it as simple as possible? Because I think many people are surprised that any important region of the world is dependent upon cables. I mean, I think many people in this country, probably most people in this country, not all, think of this as a wireless world, and I don't think people think a lot more about the kind of the physical infrastructure that is required.
Yeah, we become so dependent on our wireless devices, we forget that underlying all of those wired towers are fiber optics meshed like a spider web that are giving us this very reliable service. But in Africa, we're still in the infancy of developing that spider web. We still have a lot of point-to-point fiber optic connections that are connecting these towers, delivering the wireless advice. And even on the international portion, which is based on submarine cables, we still only have three cables in East Africa that are connecting to Europe and Asia. And those cables are very vulnerable. Vulnerable here in the case was a cable ship's anchor dragging.
Just these new cables alone are relatively recent. Do I have that right, that even this level of capacity goes back to 2009?
Absolutely. Before Seacom was launched, which you're right, was in July 2009, there was only 2 gigabits of capacity serving all of East Africa. Now, to put that in context, our office is on 47th and Park Avenue in New York, and I'm pretty sure that in our block there's more than 2 gigabits of capacity. So you had over...
Just on your block, just on that block in New York.
Exactly.
And that was the amount of capacity serving the entire region.
Exactly. Huh. So now, in 2 short years, we've gone from 2 gigabits to over 120 gigabits, maybe even more today. It's growing very fast, over 100% per year. So you're starting to see emails, video streaming, different things that we today take for granted that weren't happening 2 years are starting to happen now in Africa.
What is some of the impact of just the fact that this improvement in capacity to this point? What have you seen?
It's tremendous. I'm an economist by training, and I think in terms of efficiencies. So information in Africa was always a commodity that was very valuable because not many people had it. But as you get free access to information, you create huge efficiencies in the market because people aren't able to hold that information from each other. So you're seeing the opening up of markets from anything from micro agricultural opportunities to commodity exchanges to more efficient banking to more efficient governments to even something simple like walking into an airport. There's now electric immigration and visa process.
Finally, before we let you go, and thank you for taking the time, when you, as we said, you're just back from the region, you must still be actually jet-lagged. How long will it be before these disruptions are no more? How long will it take to fix this?
Yeah, take about 2 to 3 weeks. To explain how it happens, you actually have to have a ship come in and find these cables that have been broken. And these cables are only about 2 inches in diameter. So although there is GPS telling them where the breaks are, they have to use a grappling hook to pick up the cable ends, and then they do a splicing process on the ship. You know, you're splicing fiber optic cables, which are only a few nanometers in diameter. It's a very tricky process, but it does happen, like I said, and there are experts at doing it, and I'm sure the ships are on the way to start the fixing process right now.
So until then, online shopping going to not be a lot of fun in the East African region, right?
Correct.
That is Brian Herlihy. He is the founder and now executive director, formerly CEO of Seacom. That's the company where most of the internet traffic from East Africa is now being rerouted at the moment after an accident last week. And he joined us from our bureau in New York. Brian Herlihy, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me on your show.